Exercises 2. Clearly, there are times when it is beneficial to focus narrowly and others when a wider focus is preferable. For example, tennis players must be able to focus narrowly on the ball, but also use a broad focus to establish which way the opponent is moving, and hence to plan their next stroke. Similarly, it is sometimes important to focus on ourselves, and other times more important to be able to focus on external events. For example, a rugby forward might maintain an internal focus in a scrum to be sure he was pushing effectively, but an external focus to follow the direction of the ball. Effective attenders are those who can rapidly switch the direction and width of their attention and who do not easily become overloaded by information. Effective attention is beneficial in all sports. However, success in some sports is particularly associated with a particular attentional skill. For example, karateka particularly values a broad external focus called zenshin, which allows the fighter to detect an attack from any direction.